I'm not going to fast forward. Like, we're playing great basketball right now. We can play better, but we're finding ways to, like I said, win games. And that's how you piece this thing together. Like, there's no expectation other than what's the challenge ahead of us. And the challenge now is to close out a series against a really good team.
It's Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Steph Curry might not be looking ahead, but you know who is? Us. We're going to look ahead to the NBA Finals.
Right. That's actually all we're going to do.
Because
right?
The Warriors are going to make the NBA Finals. Yeah. So we'll talk about Finals MVP. I'll give out a Stanley Cup future momentarily. But Ken, I think you had more you wanted to say on like the new award here, Western Conference and Eastern Conference Final MVP, right. And why that uncertainty, and I'm putting words in your mouth here, but like may lead to like valuable bets potentially being made. So kind of like your take on this award market right now, where it seems to me like the only two guys that would be worth betting would be Curry and Wiggins. Klay's 40-1. So is Jordan Poole. Draymond 60. If Looney throws up like a 30-20 tomorrow night, I guess he could win it, but I mean, that's not going to happen.
30-20? Right. Like, I mean, if Looney has 71 points and they close it out, maybe he could get it. Yeah, you're right. Definitely can be only the two of them. So we can start with that, I guess. Makes it easy to just focus in on what we're talking about. If this was Finals MVP, NBA Finals MVP, I would consider the market correctly priced and would have no interest in betting it whatsoever. Best player on the best team. Curry's had totally legitimate statistics. I think he's averaging like mid-20s, like 7 rebounds, 7 assists or something in the series. Like, totally fine. Makes perfect sense. East, which we won't talk about because they play tonight, is one of the biggest messes of a market I think I've ever seen, because no one's playing and everyone who plays sucks. So it's like, I have no idea who's going to win that award. This one is,
I hope it's
like
Butler.
It's really just.
I have him plus 200, so that would be.
Right, yeah. Well, Jaylen Brown's been like the biggest drop, obviously, because he outplayed Tatum so significantly in game three, and Tatum's hurt now, too. So, anyway, I accidentally ended up talking about it anyway. So, for the West, if this was NBA Finals MVP, I'd be like, man, next, whatever. But in the NCAA tournament, people will remember, probably with a lot of negative emotions, the most outstanding player of the Final Four and how that, you know, typically can be like an interesting market given to a lot of different players. There's actually an award that's given out for the most outstanding player of the region, which is like very rarely covered, but tends to not go to the best player on the best team a lot, and actually tends to go to just, it's literally who played the best in those two games, like regardless of what happened. And that kind of shows you that basically, like, okay, at different parts in the process, like, the writers are more likely to not, is it like a legacy award, or is it more like, yeah, could kind of go with whatever here and it doesn't really matter. I don't know what this is going to end up being, these conference MVPs, because like the NBA Finals MVP is like an award of great significance, like separate trophy for it. It is typically, I mean, you look at the list of past winners, it is literally the legends of the sport almost without fail, unless it's
and
like Andre, balanced
and Andre Iguodala.
Andre Iguodala, and then what, like Billups won for the Pistons, I think, maybe the finals. I forget who won that year.
It was definitely Billups. Billups, right. It should have been Rip Hamilton, but Billups was
right. So like when you don't have the balance teams, it's like the best player by far, and it's this legendary award, and we should treat it like that. So only in balance team cases would I ever argue that. But we don't know what this is going to be. Like if Wiggins and Steph have identical stat lines, no one can tell me for sure that it's like, well, then it has to be Curry. Oh, really? Who won the 2021 award of this? Oh, they've never given it out before? Then stop saying that you know for sure what it's going to be. Like, just the uncertainty involved here is just a little bit interesting. Wiggins has been generating a ton of discussion. Their stat profiles, Wiggins, he's behind right now, but not by a lot. And he has very memorable moments in the series. So, like,
is the memorable moment of the series? Like, right. I'd say it's like the Curry, like behind the back pass, to Draymond, and then
and the dancing. The Curry dancing is probably like,
but the
up
Wiggins
there, right?
Dunk has got to be number one,
right? So I don't think this is like there are baseball award markets even right now where I'm like, there are guys who are like 60 that I think should be six. Like, there just are. Like, those are mistakes. This isn't like a mistake. This is just, you know, never awarded the trophy before. If they play game four, you know, or game four, game five in combo 10 times, does Wiggins get a couple of them? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. And so is 10 to 1, like a little long even, like knowing that it's just between the two of them. I think that's the argument. So I like bet it based on that. Not that this is some like crazy money-making opportunity. Yeah, Steph's going to win a ton of the time. He just is. But is the difference between him and Wiggins like a little bit closer than the market has, which right now it has it as the biggest difference ever? Yeah, you could argue the difference is a little closer than that. I think that's all that's going on here.
You better you bet here, Magnificent May Monday with Nick and Ken talking about the Golden State Warriors up 3-0 against the Mavericks, Western Conference Final MVP. Let's do a little, and we do like who's going to win the championship. You mentioned you think the Warriors are probably going to win. Market agrees. Golden State minus 152. And obviously they're up 3-0 and the other series is hot.
Right. They're on. And the other teams are not on yet. Yep. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Which helps, of course. And let's talk NBA Finals MVP for a second here. If we can kind of like, I mean, it's literally never happened that an NBA team has blown a 3-0 series. Like, well, I guess as a Yankees fan, I should probably be like, hey, it can never happen. Right. So I think we can advance Golden State until the next round, right? Steph Curry is your favorite to be Finals MVP. He's a plus 110. Draymond is next up for the Warriors at 14-1. Jordan Poole is 20, along with Klay Thompson. Wiggins is 60. And we could kind of like go down the list from there with Warriors. But I mean, I don't know if anyone else could realistically win it on Golden State. Anything that you're looking to do right now with either the NBA champion market, Ken, or NBA Finals MVP, where it looks like we have like one of the final two pieces to the puzzle in the Golden State Warriors?
What are the Warriors at Bet Rivers right now to win the title?
I think it's 152, right? But I literally have it up right here.
Minus 152. I was at minus 150 was the number I had in my head.
Minus 152 is the number. Heat plus 275, Celtics plus 330, Mavericks plus never going to happen.
Okay. We've had a lot of guests on the show. I ask everybody about Finals MVP, and the consensus opinion of the answers of the people we have on is that if there is a team that presents multiple candidates, it would be the Warriors if they got there. Now think about everything I just said. Best player on the best team. It's like a list of historic legendary players. So I look at, well, I mean, the Mavs with Luka would have been a no-brainer. Jimmy Butler on the Heat, I would have said was a no-brainer, except now he's like weirdly injured, and I still think it's like, not 1-1 that he wins Finals MVP, because they would have to beat the Warriors. They beat the Warriors, then Butler has to play, and Butler probably has to play awesome. So I still think there's not like an opportunity there.
Max
Celtics
is pretty good,
right? Well, Conference MVP, which we just it makes no sense to talk about because the game starts tonight. Yeah. It breaks my brain to think about that market because like no one's playing and everyone's injured. So Oladipo 500-1.
Oladipo might be the most important player on the court.
Right.
On Saturday.
What if he like scores tonight? Anyway, we don't want to talk about it. So I just like, what if Butler doesn't play? He's going to warm up with the intention of playing. We're not sure he's going to play tonight. He's the favorite. So anyway, but the 1-1 correlation between title and team. So that leaves you the Celtics and then we can go back to the Warriors again. So Celtics, Nick Ashew like likes Jaylen Brown, and like that's been his bet the entire time. And he could be right. It's certainly been true in the conference finals that like Jaylen Brown's price is compressed. But I think if like the Celtics win, I honestly think we're at the point now where Tatum's their best player by far. Smart's hurt, which hurts like his ability. He would have been my guy, maybe like defensive player of the year, point guard, but like he's hurt. I think you can get that as like, that's almost a 1-1 thing too. The Warriors is the interesting discussion. And I got to be honest, like I know there's a lot of chatter about like, well, you could bet Jordan Poole, you could bet Klay Thompson, you could bet Draymond Green. Is it a little crazy that they're minus 152 and Curry's plus 110? Like kind of knowing what we know about the award, knowing that they're on to the finals. I honestly think, and not only are they on to the finals, these other two teams are beating the absolute crap out of each other every night. And they're probably going to do it for another week. Who's even playing for either team?
And Golden State wins tomorrow night and they literally have a week off, like a week plus.
Right.
Off.
It's more than a week, right? The third is the finals, right?
June 2nd.
Or second, excuse me. Right. But even if they don't, like the wear and tear on them is not even close. Like, have people been watching the other series? It's tackle football. Like, what are we? Everyone's hurt, and they're playing four more games probably, and everyone's hurt. Maybe they're playing less than four, but I hope they play four. So, is it just like? I guess what I've been thinking about today is, and I'm not trying to be prisoner of the moment, but like, look, the Warriors are up 3-0. They're going to go on to the NBA Finals. Like, do you just aren't things only going to get better for them the next 3 days? You think about it, they may not play a game after tomorrow, but in the next 5 days, are things likely to improve for the Warriors or get worse in terms of their chances to win? Sort of like, where's an NFL line moving? Like, what information could come out that would make it better? Like, aren't all of these likely to go up because more players are likely to get injured for both sides or suffer or like, you know, aggravate injuries that they already have? And the Warriors are less likely to do that because they probably only play one more game. Maybe they play two more games. It just kind of interesting. And the amount of physicality in both series, I think would probably be part of that as well. So I just think like, I have not bet any of these things yet, but like right now, hey, you have to bet Finals MVP. I bet Curry right now. Hey, you have to bet winner of the title. I bet Golden State. Cause I just think in the next like 5 to 7 days, you have a tackle football series and the Warriors have got one more game or two. I hope it's two because I like Dallas, but seems more like the Warriors' chances are all going to get better. Right. Is this, I mean, do you agree with that?
It's hard to disagree with the way you kind of laid it out. I thought it was really smart.
Okay. I haven't bet any of this stuff yet, but like,
I'm going to,
I'm thinking about betting this stuff. That's like the best way I can.
I mean, I'm not a Warriors fan. People know that, but it's either that or I get to root for the Heat. I hate the Heat or the Celtics, the team from Boston. Right. I'll root for the Warriors. Hell
yeah. And you have 24 hours to make the call. I don't think you have to bet it before the game tonight, but you definitely have to bet it before the Warriors play again.
Tomorrow night,
I guess.
We thought about it during the break, by the way. If the NBA were to institute like an MVP for every single playoff series, the 1-8 Eastern Conference MVP of that series, the trophy would be named. It'd have to be for Allen Houston, who was the 8 seed when the Knicks beat the Heat in 1999. So it'd be the Allen Houston Award, which I think is very fitting on a number of different levels as it concerns the New York Knicks. And then the Western Conference one could be either Dikembe Mutombo in honor of the 8-1 upset in 94 when the Nuggets came back from 2-0 down to beat the Sonics 3-2, winning in Seattle against George Karl and company and Gary Payton and company in that one. Or it could be Steven Jackson or Baron Davis from the We Believe Warriors who beat the Mavericks. And I always forget
Don Nelson was. Could be Don Nelson instead. Could be the Don
was
Nelson.
Don Nelson wasn't the coach of that team, was he?
Was he not the coach?
No.
I kind of thought he was the coach. Oh, did I mess that up?
Who was the coach of the Warriors? He was the Warriors coach when we started watching basketball.
Oh. Who was the Warriors coach?
Rick, who was the Warriors coach? Was it Don Nelson?
I thought it was Don Nelson.
Did he go back there and have a second tour of duty with the Warriors?
I think he went all different kinds of places. Even now.
Because we had him on the show. I don't know which dimensional plane he's on currently.
Right. Yes. Let's talk about playing seven
D
chess.
It was Don Nelson.
Yeah, Don Nelson. So should it be the Don Nelson Award? Does that make more sense?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like the Don Nelson Award. That's not bad.
I didn't give you any time for hockey. That kind of stinks. You want to take some time for hockey later?
Yeah, we got two segments coming up. We're going to talk about an NFL game, an NFL team that doesn't play until September, and then ranking the best sports month.
So you're saying we got time. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, we got some time to do the National Hockey League. Rick, how much time do we have here? I was kind of getting caught up in the moment. 30 seconds?
15.
Or 15 seconds. Oh, we got 40.
Oh, 40.
Okay. We got a lot of time here. So we can set up the rest of the show. So really fun first hour. I thought Ken gave you some outstanding stuff there as it comes to betting Western Conference Final MVP and NBA Finals MVP. Power hour in the final hour. We'll give you side total and props for tonight's game 4 between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Pam Maldonado's coming up next hour, giving us bets for the French Open. Dennis Bernstein in hour number 3, bets for the Stanley Cup playoffs. John Heyman in hour number 3, Odyssey Major League Baseball insider. All his thoughts on award markets in Major League Baseball. But coming up next, myself, Bill Matz, and the rest of the crew, we'll talk about our Stanley Cup thoughts, and I've got a Stanley Cup future that I placed over the weekend.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.